As a small business owner, you face a multitude of risks that can threaten the success and stability of your company. These risks can come from various sources, including financial, market, operational, legal, reputational, and cyber risks, to name a few. Understanding and mitigating these risks is critical to the longevity and success of your business. To help you navigate these risks, we have put together a comprehensive guide of 15 frequently asked questions and solutions for small business owners. Whether you are just starting your business or have been in operation for several years, this guide will provide valuable insights into identifying, addressing, and mitigating the risks that could affect your business. By implementing the solutions provided in this guide, you can ensure the long-term success of your small business. 1. What is financial risk, and how can I mitigate it in my small business? Description: Financial risk refers to the potential for financial loss or disruption to a business due to factors such as cash flow problems, high debt levels, or insufficient capital. It's important for small business owners to understand and manage financial risk to ensure their business's stability and growth. Solution: Small business owners can mitigate financial risk by developing a solid financial plan that includes accurate cash flow projections, a budgeting process, and regular monitoring of financial performance. They should also reduce unnecessary expenses, establish relationships with lenders to secure financing options, and have a debt management plan in place to avoid high debt levels and ensure timely payments. 2. How can I stay informed about market trends and changes that could affect my business? Description: Staying informed about market trends and changes is crucial for small business owners to remain competitive and adapt to evolving customer needs and preferences. Market trends and changes can impact a business's revenue, growth opportunities, and overall success. Solution: Small business owners can stay informed about market trends and changes by regularly monitoring industry publications, attending industry events and conferences, and networking with other business owners. They can also use data analytics tools to track consumer behavior, conduct market research, and analyze competitor activities. 3. What is operational risk, and how can I reduce the likelihood of disruptions in my business processes? Description: Operational risk refers to the potential for disruption or loss due to factors such as equipment breakdowns, supply chain disruptions, or loss of key personnel. Small business owners must understand and manage operational risk to ensure their business's stability and continuity. Solution: Small business owners can reduce operational risk by developing a robust operational plan that includes contingency measures in case of disruptions, ensuring all business processes are well documented and efficient, and investing in necessary equipment and technology. They can also consider outsourcing non-core activities and regularly reviewing and updating insurance policies to protect against potential risks. 4. What legal and regulatory risks should I be aware of as a small business owner? Description: Small business owners must comply with legal and regulatory requirements to avoid potential legal or financial consequences. Risks can include issues such as employment laws, data privacy laws, and environmental regulations. Solution: Small business owners should familiarize themselves with relevant laws and regulations and ensure compliance. They can establish a legal and regulatory compliance program, appoint a compliance officer responsible for ensuring adherence to all legal requirements, and seek professional advice when required. 5. How can I protect my business from reputational damage? Description: A business's reputation is crucial for success and growth, and reputational damage can have a significant impact on a small business. Reputational risks can include issues such as negative reviews, product recalls, or unethical business practices. Solution: Small business owners can protect their business from reputational damage by prioritizing customer satisfaction, investing in marketing and advertising strategies, and building a positive brand reputation. They can also monitor social media channels and review websites to promptly address any negative reviews or feedback and have a crisis management plan in place to respond quickly and effectively. 6. What should I do if my business experiences a cash flow crisis? Description: A cash flow crisis occurs when a business doesn't have enough money to cover its immediate expenses, like rent, payroll, and bills. This can happen due to a variety of reasons, including low sales, high overhead costs, or unexpected expenses. Solution: To address a cash flow crisis, business owners should immediately review their financial statements to identify areas where they can reduce expenses. They should also look for ways to increase revenue, such as launching a new product or service or offering discounts to customers. Business owners can also consider negotiating payment terms with suppliers or lenders, seeking out a short-term loan or line of credit, or factoring outstanding invoices. 7. How can I identify potential cyber risks to my business? Description: Cyber risks are threats to a business's electronic data and information systems. Cyber attacks can come in many forms, including phishing scams, malware, ransomware, and denial-of-service attacks. They can result in data breaches, loss of sensitive information, and financial losses. Solution: To identify potential cyber risks, business owners should conduct a thorough risk assessment of their technology systems and identify potential vulnerabilities. They should implement robust security measures, such as firewalls, antivirus software, and regular data backups. Employees should also receive training on best practices for data security and be aware of the signs of a cyber attack. 8. What is data security, and how can I protect sensitive information in my business? Description: Data security involves protecting electronic information from unauthorized access, use, disclosure, disruption, modification, or destruction. Sensitive information can include customer data, financial records, and employee information. Solution: To protect sensitive information, business owners should implement data security policies and procedures. They should regularly update and patch software and operating systems to address potential vulnerabilities. Additionally, business owners should use strong passwords and implement multi-factor authentication. They should also limit employee access to sensitive data and conduct regular training on data security best practices. 9. What legal requirements apply to my industry, and how can I ensure compliance? Description: Different industries are subject to different legal and regulatory requirements. Business owners must understand the relevant laws and regulations that apply to their industry to ensure compliance. Solution: Business owners should conduct research to identify the legal and regulatory requirements that apply to their industry. They should seek out professional advice from lawyers, accountants, and industry associations to understand and comply with these requirements. They should also implement compliance programs to ensure that employees are aware of and follow relevant laws and regulations. 10. How can I develop an effective crisis management plan to respond to unexpected risks or events? Description: A crisis management plan is a strategy that outlines how a business will respond to unexpected risks or events, such as natural disasters, cyber attacks, or reputational crises. An effective crisis management plan can help businesses minimize damage, maintain operations, and recover quickly. Solution: To develop an effective crisis management plan, business owners should identify potential risks and assess the potential impact on their operations. They should develop a clear plan of action and communication strategies, including who will be responsible for what tasks and how information will be shared with employees, customers, and stakeholders. The plan should be regularly reviewed. 11. What insurance policies should I consider to protect my business from potential risks? Description: Business insurance policies are essential to protect your business from potential risks such as liability, property damage, and loss of income. It is important to identify the specific risks faced by your business and purchase insurance coverage accordingly. Some common types of business insurance include general liability insurance, property insurance, professional liability insurance, and workers' compensation insurance. Solution: Mitigate risks by working with an experienced insurance agent or broker to assess your business's insurance needs and develop a comprehensive insurance policy. It is also essential to review your insurance coverage regularly to ensure it meets your business's changing needs. 12. How can I reduce the likelihood of supply chain disruptions in my business? Description: Supply chain disruptions can have a significant impact on your business's operations and financial performance. To reduce the likelihood of supply chain disruptions, it is important to have a robust supply chain management strategy in place. This strategy should include identifying potential risks and developing contingency plans to mitigate them. Additionally, building strong relationships with suppliers and monitoring their performance can help reduce the likelihood of disruptions. Solution: Mitigate supply chain risks by developing a supplier risk management program that identifies potential risks and establishes procedures to minimize them. This program can include conducting regular supplier audits, diversifying your supplier base, and establishing backup suppliers. It is also important to invest in technology and tools that can help streamline supply chain management and increase visibility into supplier performance. 13. What should I do if my business experiences a significant loss of revenue or profits? A significant loss of revenue or profits can have a significant impact on your business's financial health and viability. To address this risk, it is important to develop a contingency plan that includes strategies for reducing expenses, increasing revenue, and accessing financing options. Solution: review your business's financial statements to identify areas where you can cut costs and improve operational efficiency. Additionally, developing new marketing strategies or expanding your product offerings can help generate new revenue streams. It is also important to establish relationships with lenders and explore financing options, such as lines of credit or small business loans, to help bridge gaps in cash flow. 14. How can I ensure that my business has sufficient cash reserves to weather unexpected events? Description: small businesses face financial risks such as cash flow problems, high debt levels, and insufficient capital, which can significantly impact their ability to operate. It is crucial for small business owners to have a solid financial plan that ensures sufficient cash flow to cover daily expenses and invest in growth opportunities. Solution: owners should develop accurate cash flow projections, implement a budgeting process, and monitor financial performance regularly. Additionally, one way to ensure financial stability is to reduce unnecessary expenses, such as overhead costs or low-profit product lines. Owners should also consider establishing relationships with lenders to secure financing options in case of emergencies or to fund growth opportunities. It's also essential to have a debt management plan in place to avoid high debt levels and ensure timely payments. 15. What are the potential risks associated with outsourcing certain business functions? Description: outsourcing certain business functions can bring many benefits, such as cost savings, increased efficiency, and access to specialized expertise. However, outsourcing also comes with risks, including loss of control over processes and sensitive information, quality issues, and compliance risks. Solution: to mitigate these risks, small business owners should choose outsourcing partners carefully and conduct due diligence before outsourcing any critical business function. They should ensure that the outsourcing partner has adequate security measures in place to protect sensitive data and intellectual property. Owners should also establish clear communication channels and service level agreements to ensure that the outsourcing partner delivers quality work. Additionally, small business owners should ensure that the outsourcing partner complies with all legal and regulatory requirements and that they have a contingency plan in case of service disruptions. In conclusion, understanding and managing risks is crucial for small business owners to ensure the longevity and success of their business. By identifying and mitigating potential risks, owners can protect their business from financial, operational, legal, reputational, and cyber threats. This FAQ guide provided small business owners with 25 common questions and solutions to help them navigate these risks and take proactive measures to protect their business. It's important to note that risks will vary depending on the industry, location, and size of the business, and owners should continually assess their risk profile and adjust their strategies accordingly. By staying informed, seeking professional advice when necessary, and implementing best practices, small business owners can mitigate risks and improve their chances of long-term success.